and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices, and the angel lifted his hand to heaven, and swore by him that lives forever and ever, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Take the little book and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. Prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. The little book was opened, and the truth was spoken again, though the nations rage and the witnesses suffer, the word of God shall stand.
Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, for it is given unto the nations, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Yet the temple was measured, and the worshippers known, for the Lord preserves his people in the midst of oppression. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth, for the stood through the ages, bearing testimony in the earth. Though kingdoms opposed them, and the beast made war against them, the truth was not destroyed. It was hidden, buried, oppressed. Yet the witnesses prophesied still, as it was declared in the days of old. Ye are my witnesses, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. The little book was opened, and the truth was spoken again, though the nations rage and the witnesses suffer, the word of God shall stand.
And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, Come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven.
Prophesy again, prophesy again, before many peoples and nations, and tongues and kings.
The little book was opened, and the truth was spoken again. The witnesses rose, and the kingdoms trembled.
For the word of God shall stand.
The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And ever.